Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be learning all about a new word family. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And then you may put your pencil down because we are going to do some coloring. First, if you look at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. I'm going to sound out a word for you, and I want you to find it in the picture. Ready? Here we go. J-E-T. What does that say? Can you blend it together? J-E-T. Jet. Let's color our jet blue. Any kind of blue will work for me. I am not picky. I'm actually going to use my blue-green. Color the whole thing blue. This is a jet. If we chunk the ending sounds, the last two sounds, j, et, we get the et word family. And that's what we're going to work on today. I'm so excited. Et is a short e word family. Short e says Short e says And that's what we're going to work on today, the short e sound that says eh, but we're also going to make sure we focus on the et word family. I am coloring neatly, and I am finished coloring my j-et already. So I'll give you two more seconds. Two, one. We are going to look for another word in the et word family, and guess what? It's going to rhyme, which means I'm going to sing a song. Ready? Here we go. Mm-et. 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 Yes, net. Do you see the net lying in the grass? Yes. Let's color our net orange. Any kind of orange works for me. Color the handle and the outside, and then color in all that stuff. We'll just color the whole thing orange. Net belongs in the et word family because you can hear et at the end. Et. Net rhymes with jet. Am I going to catch a jet in my net? Probably not, but maybe I shall try. Net can catch a jet. Take two more seconds for your jet. Two. One. So we have jet and we have net. Try this one. W-et. W-et. Wet. Do you see who's wet? Yes, that poor dog is wet, but I don't think it's a poor dog. I think that dog has been playing in the hose. Let's color the hose green because that's where the w-et is coming from, right? It's the water that is w-et. So color the hose for me green. Wet, net, jet, all belong in the et word family, and they have the short e sound, e-e-e. Go ahead and put down your green crayon, and now let's color the water blue. I'm going to use my light blue again. There's two drops coming out of the hose. Color those blue for me. And then there's a bunch of water on the puppy's head. Let's color that blue as well. W-et. Wet. Rhymes with jet. Rhymes with net. If you can color those little droplets on his ears and on his face, go ahead and color those blue as well. He has some drops coming off of his ears and on his ears and on the top of his ear. Okay, colored all the water, which is w-et, wet, wet, is a short E sound. It has a short E sound. Eh, eh, eh. It rhymes with j-a-et. It rhymes with n-a-et. Net, jet, wet. Let's color our dog who is wet brown. Find your brown crayon and color the dog who is wet brown. Boys and girls, let's practice some nonsense words. These are words that would belong in the et family, that would have the short e, et, et, et sound, but they're not real words that we would say. So I want you to blend these sounds together for me and find the nonsense word. Ready? Here we go. I'm trying to think of one. I just got scared. Okay, here we go. Z, et, z. Et. What nonsense word is that? Zet. Is it in the et word family? Yes, it ends the same way. It has our et at the in the middle and the end of our words. Try this nonsense word. Ready? Et. Et. Het. I don't know what a het is, but it's belonging in the word family for short. E, et, het, 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 het. What about, let's try, nt, et, t, et, tet. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it belongs in the word family. Let's put down our brown crayon and let's move over. The girl has a pet in her lap. Pet. Pet. The girl has a pet in her lap. What kind of a pet does the girl have? Yes, it's a kitty cat. Let's color our kitty cat. Let's do black or like gray. You decide. I'm going to use my black crayon, but do it really lightly. So her pet, if I sound out pet, we have p. Et. Pet has the short E sound. I can hear it in the middle. P, e, e, et. Pet. It ends the same way as jet and wet and net. So I could say my pet has a net. It is not wet and we'll all go on the jet. See, when you have words in the same word family, they rhyme. Put down your black crayon if you used a black crayon or your pencil for gray. And we're going to call the girl, ready? Her name belongs in the short E et family. Are you ready for it? Here we go. Ready? Colette. Colette. Do you hear it at the end? Colette. Her name ends in the same chunk as wet and net and jet and pet. Colette. Her name is Colette. Let's color Colette's hair yellow. Let's do yellow. We haven't used our yellow crayon yet. So Colette has yellow hair. There's a bunch of sounds in the beginning of Colette, but we're just listening for the ending chunk. The ending chunk will give us the word family that we're looking for. And it's et. Colette. Colette has yellow hair. Colette has a pet. Colette has a shorty at the end of her name. Colette. Colette has a pet. She actually has two pets, doesn't she? A wet pet and one that's purring in her lap. Let's color Colette's bows red. Boys and girls, this is where you have to listen and follow the directions. Even if you wanted to color her bows a different color, or maybe you're thinking, I don't even want to color her bows. Well, guess what? You got to listen and follow the directions. So we'll color Colette's bows red. I'm finished coloring her bows red. Let's color her shirt purple. I'm telling you, you got to listen. Listen and learn. So et, pet. What if I put the letter, let's try in front of et. What would you get? Et, met. What if we tried the word I'm sorry, the letter, not the word, the letter, what would we get if we have ret? Ret. I don't know what a ret is, but it belongs in the word family. Boys and girls, let's color her pant legs pink. I know, even if you don't want to, color Colette's pant leg. There's only one that I can see. Pink. And maybe her socks or this fluffy, fluttery edge part. Et, et, et. Pet. Wet. Net. Jet. All right, what if we put a s in front of it? S-et. Set. Are you all set? Put down all of your crayons. Pick up your pencil. We're going to work at the bottom of our paper. Let's look at number one. I'm going to tell you the picture name, and we're going to circle if it belongs in our et word family, our short e, et word family. Number one, scoot over. Do you see the net? Does that belong? Yes, because we already colored our net orange. So circle that net next to the number one. Scoot over. This is jam. Jam. Does it belong in our et? No, leave it alone. Let's scoot over. I see a pot. Sound out pot for me. P-a-t. Pot. Does it have our et sound? Nope. Leave it alone. Oh, look. It's a vet. She's taking care of the animal. She's a vet. Let's sound out vet. V-et. Vet. Yes, that does belong. Circle the vet. Scoot over. What about cab? C-ab. Nope. Leave it alone. And our last one is a picture of a what, boys and girls? Yes, it's a jet. Of course, that's in our word family. We colored our jet in our picture. So let's check on number one. You should have circled net, vet, and jet. Good work. All right, let's scoot down to number two. Let's sound it out. It says et, met. And there's a circle around our et. Et, word family, will you trace that circle for me? Trace it with your pencil. Scoot over. Now we have a m, and we need to put our word chunk. We're going to write E next to the M and T. M, et. Now scoot over. There's a whole big blank line. Let's write met. M, E, E, T, T, met. Let's try number three. Let. Let. I will let you do this. Trace the circle. The circle is around E-T. What word chunk is that? Et. Exactly. Scoot over. I see the letter L for L. Let's write the word chunk. E-T. Let. Now scoot over the big long line. We're going to write let. O L E E E. What letter is that? E T T T. You should have L E T. Let. You're amazing. All right, let's scoot down to number four. I see a. What is that? It's kind of like for volleyball. Yes, it's a net. Let's write net. We have to write the whole thing. N E E E E T T. T. Check it. You should have N-E-T. You rock. All right, let's scoot over. Oh my goodness, it's not a dog that's what. It's a boy that's what. He's wet. Let's sound out wet. W-W-W-E-T-T-T. Wet. Let's check it. You should have W-E-T. Wet. Boys and girls, we did it. What was our word chunk for today? Et, E-T. What sound does short E make? Eh, eh, eh. Boys and girls, you're amazing. You are now experts on the word family et and on the short E sound. Eh, eh, eh. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.